The head of Louisiana's Department of Health is set to resign at the end of the month. As Paul Braun reports, Secretary Rebecca Gee spearheaded the implementation of Medicaid expansion, a program that extended health coverage to 460,000 low-income Louisianans.
Governor John Bel Edwards praised Gee for her administration of the program in a press release announcing her resignation. The Democratic governor said, among other accomplishments, Gee oversaw programs that reduced rates of HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases in the state. Earlier this year, Gee brokered a deal with a pharmaceutical company to limit the cost of expensive hepatitis C drugs to the state. It uses a unique subscription payment method. But throughout her four-year tenure, the secretary has been the target of sharp criticism from conservatives. Republican lawmakers have accused Gee's Department of Waste, saying they paid out millions in Medicaid benefits to people who don't qualify. Gee's name is also tied to a case that will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court in March. She's listed as the defendant in a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's admitting privileges requirement for doctors who perform abortions. The high court's ruling could affect abortion regulations nationwide. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
Two racehorses were euthanized on opening day at Harrah's Louisiana Downs in Bossier City this weekend. Activists say the deaths are part of a national increase in racehorse fatalities. Jess Clark reports.
According to records from racing industry website Equibase, two horses, LRH Fastest Oak and Perry Train, fell on the track during their races Saturday and were then euthanized. Marty Irby is with Animal Wellness Action, which lobbies for better horse protections.
We're seeing more and more deaths, but yet there are fewer and fewer horses racing on fewer days and at fewer events. So that shows that there are horses that are being run that are unsound and not healthy and shouldn't be running.
It's not clear why the horses fell or whether they were treated with Lasix. That's a controversial drug that increases performance but has been linked to horse deaths. Caesars, which owns Harrah's Louisiana Downs, sent a statement saying it's deeply saddened by the deaths and that it's working to ensure equine health and safety. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
A federal appeals court is deciding whether a government agency has the authority to permit fish farming in federal waters. A federal judge in New Orleans has already said the National Marine Fisheries Service lacks the authority to draw up regulations for offshore fish farms. An attorney for commercial and recreational fishing interests, food safety advocates, and conservationists agreed in arguments today. He said Congress must first address the complicated issues involved. A three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard the case and is expected to rule later this year. A Louisiana man who detectives said died of an accidental drug overdose may have been fatally shot. 26-year-old Joa Ross was found dead in a Baton Rouge home on New Year's Day. Authorities initially declared the death an overdose. Investigators found drugs in the room where Ross died. The Advocate reports funeral workers later discovered a gunshot wound. A coroner's office was expected to perform an autopsy. Family members of the man say detectives returned to the home to collect evidence, but things had been cleaned since the death. Police haven't announced any suspects or a possible motive. Authorities in Louisiana say one person in a car reported stolen was killed and two others were injured when the driver crashed into a tree while fleeing officers. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto told news outlets that license plate readers captured the plate of a stolen vehicle early this morning. Lapinto said that when deputies tried to stop the driver on a New Orleans road, the motorist sped off. New Orleans police responded to the crash. The department's traffic fatality unit will lead the investigation into the crash, and the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office will lead the investigation into reports the car was stolen. The criminal courts clerk in New Orleans has pulled back on a furlough threat that would have crippled the city's criminal justice system ahead of talks with the chief judge today. The New Orleans Advocate NOLA.com reports that Orleans Parish Clerk of Criminal District Court Arthur Morrell is insisting that the city provide his department with full funding for the staffers it needs. The city says Morrell got more money than last year. Observers say he's got time to work out operational spending without threatening to furlough his staff. Morrell plans to discuss the budget dispute with the chief judge in Orleans Parish. The Christmas season is officially drawing to a close, but it's just the start of the season leading up to New Orleans' biggest street party, Mardi Gras. Some walking parades and streetcar riding groups will touch off revelry that climaxes on Fat Tuesday itself, February 25th of this year. The start is always January 6th, Epiphany. Nearly all paraders toss plastic beads and other trinkets to the crowd, and a nonprofit is recycling a record 173 tons of those items. The 2019 Louisiana governor's race that saw Democrat John Bel Edwards win re-election to a second term was the most expensive gubernatorial competition in state history. Candidates, their allies, and their foes spent about $73 million. The three major candidates alone, Edwards, Republican U.S. Representative Ralph Abraham, and GOP businessman Eddie Rasponi, spent about $47 million. Major political action committees accounted for the rest of the dollars. By comparison, roughly $50 million was spent in the 2015 competition for governor that saw Edwards first elected to the state's top job, a race that featured four major candidates and PACs. Authorities said a man being held in a Louisiana prison died after a fight with another inmate. A news release from the State Department of Public Safety and Corrections says 32-year-old Major Jones was pronounced dead around 9:45 Saturday evening. Possible criminal charges are pending against the other inmate, pending outcome of the investigation and autopsy. Mortgage rates are expected to remain low in 2020, with rates that may peak around 4.25%. Bankrate.com chief financial analyst Craig McBride says the current rate is teetering around 4% and expects the economic factors to be conducive to home ownership and mortgage refinancing.
We have any kind of stumbles or even the type of concerns we're seeing now on a geopolitical front, like with Iran, those things tend to push mortgage rates down. So at the moment, mortgage rates well below the 4% mark.
The national average mortgage rate is currently 3.86% and dropping. Saints quarterback Drew Brees had a rough game in the team's 26-20 playoff loss to the Vikings yesterday. He only threw for 208 yards, but had two costly turnovers, one being a fourth-quarter fumble that may have cost the black and gold the game. Brees will turn 41 years old this month, but did not want to speculate on his playing future during the post-game press conference. But he did express optimism about the Saints' future.
We've got incredible culture here. We've got a great foundation built. And we know that there's a stable of guys that are going to be here a long time. So then you always spend the offseason, you know, finding the other pieces, right? The complementary pieces, whether it be through the draft and free agency.